Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, the real story with the new airport is this. What's the over-under on when some bozo brings a gun and tries to get it through TSA? I've said it for Sunday at 1 p.m. So I think that's the way that it's going to work out. There's live wall-to-wall news coverage of the new airport, which we will talk about. We had great coverage. We did, starting very early in the morning. That included things like this.
Good morning. I'm here at the new Pittsburgh International Airport on opening day, and the excitement is palpable. Travelers are exploring the upgraded terminals, enjoying new dining and shopping options, and checking out the modernized facilities. A passenger who I spoke with says he is impressed with the improvements.
It's nice. I mean, yeah, it's definitely nice. I think it reminds me, like, I travel to Asia sometimes, and I always think the U.S. airports are kind of... This is nice. It's probably like Minneapolis Airport. It's a nice airport, too. It's just being open. That's probably one of the nicest things about it.
Airport officials say today is just the beginning of a new era for travel in Pittsburgh. One designed for efficiency, comfort, and...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Convenience. Reporting from Pittsburgh International Airport, I'm Tamara Rush on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Right, and you could tell she's reporting on scene because it's not like a perfect quality, you know. Tamara gets it done. She just does, and she got it done this morning, and I thank her for that, everybody for that, everybody that came together and kind of hammered it out. Now, am I unfair for saying this? In due time, I just want this all to be forgotten about, and not in a bad way. Follow me here. I want the airport to be like an offensive lineman. Go, get there, get it done. Get through, get on your plane, and at some point, and sooner rather than later, the airport's just the airport again. That, to me, would be the way it would work out best. Now, have it functional. Have people smile when they get off their plane. Maybe look up in the ceiling and go, wow, it's bright. I don't remember Pittsburgh being like this. But celebrate it for a day. Sort of revel in it. Understand just how big it is and all that kind of stuff and the great accomplishment, but then move on. Because I do have a question for you at 866-391-1020. I was thinking about this, thinking about kind of how to frame this and also how to kind of talk about it. Now, will this make you fly more? For me, it won't. The airport's the airport. They could have the airport alongside 79 somewhere, by that old flea market down, you know, by Scott Township or whatever. And if that was the airport and you had to get out and stand outside, it'd make me book just as many flights. It's not going to make me fly any more or less. Just as the old airport stunk. Wasn't good, especially in the last year or so. It never made me fly any less, considering. It just makes the experience better. I don't think it's going to change the volume or have people maybe pick or choose to fly in or out of Pittsburgh. That number's going to largely stay the same. But it's just going to make it more enjoyable. I'll say this, though, that moving forward in all of it, that the ease with which, this is what will be remembered most. The ease with which you can get to where you want to plop down. Or if you're one of those people who get to the airport late, in by my conditions, like somebody who gets there kind of just before the plane takes off or before it boards, how quickly it'll be measured by how quickly you get from your car to ready to get on the airplane. That to me is the ultimate. Because what we talked about for a long time, and this went without saying over the past 48 hours or so, because people didn't want to ruin the moment and didn't want to talk about it or whatever. The biggest story from the airport the last couple years were those insanely long lines that people had to wait to go through TSA all the way back through those moving sidewalks, all the way back seemingly toward the parking lot, that just took forever and made people so darn mad. So darn uptight. So the one quality that I think this airport needs to have is the expeditious nature with which we could get from car to through that TSA line and plopping down and waiting for the flight. And if that has a success rate of, you know, north of 90%, where 9 out of 10 times we get through there pretty quick, it's great. Everything else is window dressing. Wow, that's a nice ceiling. Oh, that's great. Wow, you can get a good cup of coffee. Oh, that's great too. Oh, that planter right there. Don't tell anybody, but that costs like, you know, $2,800 just for that planter. Oh, that looks really nice, especially with that plant in there that's imported from Uganda or whatever. Oh, great. Can I get from my car to the gate fast? Yes. Big thumbs up. That's all I care about. And that's where we are with the airport. Now, a lot of people deserve a lot of credit for making it work. That's for sure. There's no question about any of that. But getting to somewhere and being comfortable, not feeling rushed, and people not losing their mind, because those long lines lead to people losing their mind, is what this will be measured on. I don't know if it'll force more flights, more airlines, more direct routes, any of that. I think very few people understand the inner workings of the airport, how all of that works, how it can work, how it will work in the future. They just want a seamless and easy experience. And toward the end of this last airport, and I don't begrudge them for it, because they let it go to hell, which was fine. They weren't going to put any more money into it. Toward the end of that last airport, it became not an enjoyable experience. Or even if you had one that wasn't, or that was a decent experience, you had in the back of your head, you might have a bad experience, because it seemed like every other day, there were terrible lines, or something went wrong. And so now where we are with this, at least for now, it provides a gigantic peace of mind that things are going to go really good until they don't. And I hope that they, well, continue to go good, even though we're just one day in. But I think it'll go well. Man, now I've talked myself into kind of like wanting to go out and check it out, but I'm sure I'll fly in due time in short order. There was too much nostalgia, though. I said this yesterday. Too much nostalgia for my liking, for that train, for those clickety-clack sidewalks, all that kind of stuff. It was like, just kind of was what it was. It was an airport. And I think some people are going to be surprised at this. The amount of space that's still occupied by the former airport that you actually go through and see. It's not like it's all torn down. It's still all there. Well, a lot of it. And you go through it as part of your experience.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.